Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. The halachic practice we have is that when we pick up the Dal Minim, the Lulav, and the Esrog, we specifically pick them up with the Esrog facing down so that we can still make a bracha over Las Yasa and a bracha before we fulfill the mitzvah. Because so long as the Esrog is facing downwards, we have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. Once we turn it up, we fulfilled the mitzvah. So in order to be able to make the bracha before fulfilling the mitzvah, we pick up the Dal Minim with the Esrog facing down, we make the bracha, and then we turn it upwards. There's a number of different technical intricacies involved in this process with regards to halacha. But I think that there's also a very simple but profound message and meaning that we find in this practice. The very same esrog, the very same action, the very same object, the very same experience of holding this object of the esrog, picking it up and holding it, can be done in two ways. It can be done in a way that's not a mitzvah, and it can be done in a way that's a mitzvah. What's the way that it's done that it's not a mitzvah? Is that it's facing downwards. And the way that it's done that it is a mitzvah, that it is a connector, that it is something that binds us and unites us with Hashem, with God, by simply turning it upwards. There are so many different things in our lives that can be done in a way of connection if we just point them in the right direction. There are some things that are prohibited, things that are outside of the realm of being able to serve as a connection. And there are some things that are automatically connectors. But so much of our life, is this in-between area where depending on the mindset, depending on the consciousness, depending on the intention, depending on the inner experience of how I'm doing what I'm doing, not as much what I'm doing, but how I'm doing it, is going to determine whether this is connecting or disconnecting. If I'm facing downwards, if I'm looking down, if I'm caught in the gravitational pull towards earthiness, towards materiality, towards the physical world, pulled downwards into that, and that's the focus. When something that's a means to an end becomes an end unto itself, when the pursuit of wealth or the pursuit of the joy, the pleasure of eating or of traveling or of whatever activity it might be, of all these different things that we all do on a regular basis, when those things are done in a way that's pointed downwards, so it's disconnecting, it's not a mitzvah. But we can take those very same things without changing really all that much about what we're doing. We can have the same schedule. But if suddenly we take those things and we point those very same things upwards, when we turn the esrog over, then now it's facing up, that it's conscious, that it's aware, that it's looking up to see Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, that we're aware of the sky above us, that we're aware of the being that is beyond this physical world and yet accessible from within it. When we have that consciousness and that awareness and we're engaging in the world here with the eyes looking upwards, so then all of a sudden everything we're doing has the possibility, has the opportunity within it to be a connector, to be Olam Haba within Olam Hazeh, to be the world that's coming within the world that already is, to be able to experience, as the Ramban writes, that a person can be tzur b'tzurah chayim ba'olam haz, that a person can be bound up in the eternality of life. A person can be enveloped and connected to that which is above this world, already from within this world, and specifically from within this world. But only when we take this world and we point it up, when we point it upwards. That, perhaps, is the message that we remind ourselves every time we pick up that esrog facing downwards. What are all the things in my life that sometimes I forget in the normal human forgetfulness? I forget and I keep them facing downwards. I allow them to be pulled into the gravitational pull of earthiness, of materiality. And I can take that and I can think in my mind about what those things are, and I can flip them over to allow those things to be pulled into the even more powerful gravitational pull upwards into heavenliness, into Shamayim, into a world that's above, and to be connected through that and through all the things we do to our Father in heaven that's constantly pulling us upwards. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.